Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Bob Getty back in the Southern Bancorp studio with my buddy Kelly Center. Appreciate Kelly and Dima filling in for me yesterday. Opening segment of the show sponsored, as it is every day, by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to take your family for a meal tonight. Great place to cater your next event, no matter what it be. A lot of holidays coming up, Kelly. Be a good time to reach out to Dickey's.
And they can smoke your turkey. They can ham. Mm-hmm. Whatever the meat selection is, they know just how to prepare it.
You get the Kelly Center special on side. You can get the frozen ice cream and spinach in that your combination.
Well, yes, and the creamed spinach.
Cream, of course.
Yeah. Now, and trust me, Bob, the soft serve ice cream is a lot more than just a side dish to me.
Oh, no, that's it's like generally the main course.
Yes.
Yeah. Coach Missy Bilderback joins us. She may be vomiting right now at the thought of cream spinach and ice cream. But Coach Bilderback, I guess you know Kelly Center, so it doesn't really surprise you what he says, right?
No, always. You guys are always funny. Y'all are a trip. So no, but never surprised with Kelly for no. Sure.
Hey, we're delighted at the start. First of all, let me say I was happy for two things. I was happy to see the kids win their opening game, and I was happy to see the turnout. And I know that had to be encouraging to you. And I think my first thought was, what was the reaction of your girls when they saw the turnout the other night?
Yeah, absolutely, Noah. We were very appreciative. It was a great turnout and just really a fun atmosphere. There was a lot of energy in Reed Green Coliseum Monday night. And so they were very grateful. And, you know, it just certainly that energy and that turnout feeds our team. You know, obviously, like, you know, to have that type of atmosphere, just the way – we want to play too, you know, and just to be able to have those reactions and to have that crowd engagement. I mean, it really makes for a fun night, Bob. It really does. So yeah, we're very grateful, and our team was pumped. And, you know, we got a lot of local players on our team. And I think some of that, you know, that certainly came into play, but also, you know, I think too, just the general fan base that we have here at Southern Miss and the support and, you know, the excitement around this team, you know, so mm-hmm. Certainly mm-hmm. excited about that. And it's going to be a fun one again tomorrow. We've got our education day, and so there'll be a huge crowd of elementary to high school age students. So should be a good time tomorrow for sure as well.
Only one game, I realize, Coach, but what did you see this week that you liked, and what did you see after the first game that you thought, we're going to work on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, defensively, we've got some, you know, work to do. And I actually think we've been pretty good in our practice, you know, settings defensively. And I think that's an area we can be. But certainly that's something we've gone back and trying to hit home, you know, with our team. And I think we can be much, much better in that area. One thing in their defense a little, like, we didn't have a full scout on Northern Illinois. They had a new coach that had not been a head coach recently, and a lot of kids from the portal that there just wasn't a lot of data and, you know, scout on. And so normally we've got pretty detailed player keys, and we know how, you know, you've got 2 to 3 games to kind of, you know, where I think Northern Illinois may have had a game, or, you know, just my experience in the Sun Belt and at Monroe, they kind of had a pretty good idea of our personnel and what we were going to do, you know. So we were a little disadvantaged there, but I thought we made some adjustments and our players adjusted. And so, but definitely defensively, I want to see some improvement there. Still figuring out rotations. I know I've talked about that a lot. You know, our bigs, they're coming on. They're young. They don't have a lot of experience. So getting those players experience these first few weeks is going to be crucial. And then, but I was really pleased overall with the well. You know, we shot the ball well, over 50% from the three, made 12 threes. I thought we shared the ball really well, had a high number of assists. Our assist-to-turnover ratio was excellent. And so didn't turn it over a lot and shared the ball and hit a lot of open threes. And so, you know, anytime we shoot the ball well, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win. And that was something I was pretty pleased with on Monday.
Coach, it was nuts the way you guys shot the three and the success that you had with the three ball. And obviously, that's not a realistic number that can be continued. Obviously, you hoped it would. But what's a satisfactory number that you like to shoot from the three-point line?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you go statistically by practice, you know, I have all of our practice stats from every day. And, you know, we typically kind of hover around that 40 to 55% range in practice. And
wow.
So that's why we're so comfortable with letting them fly. You know, normally, you know, typically your three-point shot's not your highest percentage shot. And so you – but we do have some excellent shooters on this team, and those numbers have trended, you know, that clip in practice. So you feel like, hey, you want to be able to take those shots in game. And the 3-point shot in the women's game, it's kind of like the dunk in the men's. You know, it's just a momentum. You come back and hit two back to back threes, and it just creates momentum. And that's what we're trying to do with the way we're playing. So, you know, certainly I'm hoping that. I mean, from what we see every day, the kids that shot the ball really well, I mean, they consistently do that. I think, you know, we didn't really get to see what JK can do and what Haley Breland can do. They're also excellent three-point shooters. You know, Mooney, our freshman, her minutes are just going to continue to increase as she gets more experience. And so, you know, overall pretty pleased, but you know, you want to see us be above 40% every night, for sure.
Wow, those are lofty expectations.
I know it's crazy to say,
yeah.
but I really feel like this team's capable of, you know, doing that. Gosh, I need to knock on wood over here and not jinx us for tomorrow. But you know, definitely, I mean, I think that's kind of, with as much as we're going to shoot it, we need to be in those, you know, top numbers.
Stage actors, baseball players, other athletes always see, no matter how long they've been at it, opening day, there's always those butterflies and jitters. So you had opening day the other night at Southern Miss, right down the road from where you grew up. You had to have some butterflies. And what was your main concern? And when did the butterflies go away?
Yeah. I mean, I think there was definitely some anticipation, and certainly I'd be lying to you, Kelly, if I said there wasn't a little bit of nerves, so mm-hmm. Butterflies. I took me a walk. I got to campus and a little just anxious, just ready for it to be here, you know, just ready to be at game time. And so I took me a good walk on campus and, you know, and just try to make sure I'm really organized and everything's ready for tip. But once we, you know, step on the court, those are all gone and everything. But certainly just, you know, first game, not really knowing. I think what made me nervous more than anything is not knowing really what to expect from Northern Illinois, because we just really pride ourselves on being prepared and
right. Doing
a great job. And I think walking into that game with a little bit of unknown, you know, I felt like made me a little nervous. But overall, I mean, just really grateful and thankful. I mean, it's great to be the head coach here. It's great to coach this team. It's so awesome to look in the stands and see so many familiar faces and just have the support we're having. And so just really grateful more than anything.
And more congratulations are in order, because the school announced yesterday that your team has set a season ticket sales record. So the enthusiasm obviously has spilled over from just the staff and the players, but to the community as well. Again, an all-time season ticket sales record for the women. That's terrific, before you guys really even essentially played a game.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I started making a little dent in the list today, but my staff and our players are going to try to get around to calling each person individually and thanking them for that, you know, doing that, their investment in our team and buying season tickets. And it's so important, because, you know, you're guaranteed those amounts, because 9 times out of 10 when people miss games, even – you know, if you have season tickets, maybe you can't make a game or two. You know, they're going to pass those on to someone else or give somebody an opportunity to come. And, you know, so just having that support is super. And just, again, just a lot of gratitude and thankfulness right now, you know, for all that's happening.
Coach, can you stick around a little while longer with us?
Sure, absolutely.
I got Coach Missy Builder back on the phone with us. Going to keep her and bring her back on the other side of the break. As we head into the break, though, I do want to thank you, Forest Healthcare. I want to thank you for being part of our program and part of our family. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but you should never forget about the most important player, and that's you. You can get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. Kelly Center, you're in another life in the insurance business, and I know you sell a lot of health insurance. You probably have a better perspective than most. How fortunate all of us are to have this type of medical facility in our community.
One of the huge reasons that the city of Hattiesburg continues to be one of the most sought-after places to live for retirees is accessibility to good health care.
And we have it at Forest Healthcare. Hey, Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. We know thousands of you find us that way. We don't care how you find us. We're just glad you do. You can find us on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn. YouTube or Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for everybody except my friend here.
Now, we got to let her go at 1:30 because they got practice, Bob. Coach Bilderback's got practice at 1:30.
All right,
so
we will.
That's
we'll
right.
Be right back. We'll be right back, Coach.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, this segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West. We love those guys out on Highway 98 West, Matt Warren. We just like baseball players around here. He's a former great one. Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West, next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Women's basketball coach Missy Builder back with us for just a few more minutes. Thank you for hanging around, Coach. We'll get you out of here in just a couple minutes, we promise, for basketball practice. But before I let you go, I did want to ask you this because I just found it fascinating to watch when Caitlin Clark was playing at Iowa and the enormous popularity that seemed to overnight bring to women's college basketball. So she's obviously moved on, and she's now playing professional basketball. From the collegiate perspective, what impact does she leave? Does that momentum carry on, or do you get concerned that maybe the momentum that young lady created will dissipate?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Bob. I think that one thing that Caitlin Clark did is just expose so many people to the game that maybe wasn't watching the game, you know, because everybody is kind of like, back when Steph Curry, you know, you see all these long threes and difficult shots, the popularity in the men's game with Michael Jordan, you know, and these incredible, unreal plays that these players are making. And I think that was one thing that was so intriguing about Caitlin Clark was she could just make shots from anywhere on the court she could do things that honestly other people couldn't do, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it just piqued that interest, and then all of a sudden people are tuning in, and there's that exposure maybe that some people have not sat down and watched a women's game and now they have. And, you know, so that popularity, certainly everybody's feeding off of, and, you know, it's become a really popular sport where you look back at times, maybe not so much 20, 25 years ago, and it's slowly grown. But like you said, you really saw that peak, you know, over the last 5 years or so. But I think the momentum's going to continue. You know, you look at WNBA arenas that are sold out. You look at the interest and the attendance at collegiate games. And so I really feel that this is not a fad or anything that's going to go away. It's just true momentum that people are learning that, hey, this is a really fun sport, and, you know, let me check this out. Let me get into it. And I think the sport's continuing to grow. So I don't really see it slowing down.
Well, good.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, that Coach Bilderbach is here, season ticket sales are at an all-time high at Southern Miss. Mississippi State and Ole Miss have always had great crowds for women's basketball. And I know at my alma mater of Iowa State, they sell out the Hilton Coliseum. Mm-hmm. It's definitely on an upward trend.
Well, Coach, we're delighted to have you here, and we couldn't be happier for the great start your young ladies have gotten off to, and we hope you'll be a frequent guest on the Eagle Hour. We always enjoy talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. I always enjoyed being on and talking basketball with you guys, so certainly thank you guys for all the support and for having me on today.
We're with you with win or tie, Coach Bilderbach.
Right.
We're
with it.
You.
Yeah.
Now
don't lose.
Go to practice, Coach.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Coach,
all right.
Missy Bilderbach, right. Everybody. I tell you what, Kelly. You and I never made any bones about our love of Joy Lee McNallis. We loved her personally as a friend. Forget the basketball, as our friend. So I say this with nothing but total respect for her. But Missy is a breath of fresh air, for lack of a better term. You could sense it the other night. Here's a better way to put it. A renewed sense of enthusiasm. A new chapter, I guess, is the way I'm trying to say it. A new chapter. I think the future is very bright for the women's program.
And we joked in the commercial break, and Bob has often said, if you guys could only hear what we say in the commercial break,
you would never listen again.
But
well, we wouldn't be on the air, actually.
Well, Coach Bilderbach's husband, Chip Bilderbach, of course, is a state high school football coach
I can't believe you asked.
Columbia High School. His team is undefeated in football, and, of course, Coach Missy's team is just getting started. And I said, which Bilderbach is going to lose a game first? I said, you or your husband? And there was a long...
And for just a second, I think I know what she was thinking.
Yeah. She said, I was going to say Chip, her husband, but she said, if they're in the playoffs now, so if they lose a game, they're done. Mm-hmm. So she took it with the spirit that it was intended. But when you look at that, you know, Missy Bilderbach, her dad was Hall of Fame, in my opinion, high school football coach, Perry Wheat. And she was raised in an athletic environment. Her husband is a football coach. Her son's a football player. I mean, she's going to have to be involved in sports somehow, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact that she has won at every level. She won at the private school level in high school. She won at the public junior college level at Jones, always had consistent teams. She was in the middle of turning Monroe around where they won, and now she's back home. So she has progressed that ladder and been successful at every level. So there's no reason to think that it's going to be any different here.
And it doesn't hurt to have a 6'3 center.
6'5".
6'5".
Yes.
That's what she said, 6'5", yeah. Center in women's basketball.
From Demopolis, Alabama, a transfer from Auburn. So, you know, Auburn's in that league. That league is talked about.
I'm aware, yeah.
So much.
Yeah, I'm aware.
So good for them.
Kelly, what do you make of, I hadn't been on the show to talk to you about this. What do you make of these schools in today's world? They fire Hugh Freeze, he hasn't finished his second year. And truthfully, it's arguable that his team beat Georgia 2 weeks ago, and the SEC officials stole it from him. They fired the head official, so that something happened. But what do you make of these schools now? They're not even giving guys 2 years.
Well, the fact that they're having to buy these guys out, too, means they've got more money than they've got money to burn. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
And it sends a really bad message that we as a country maybe have things bass ackwards, as my dad used to say, that we're putting way too much emphasis on winning rather than shaping well-rounded athletes to become tax-paying citizens and, you know, contributors in our own society.
In big schools now, I don't even think that's a consideration anymore. I just think it's win.
Well, but at the Southern Miss level, too. I mean,
I said big schools.
Yeah, but Charles Huff said from day one, he said, look, I was brought in here.
To win.
That's what it's about.
I think the refreshing thing, though, about covering Southern Miss athletics, other schools like Southern Miss, is that many of the athletes that you and I have gotten to know and we get to talk to and deal with, they're not the quote-unquote superstars that have just been told how awesome they are their whole lives and people are just throwing money at them right in. These are kids that do have that perspective of, sure, I'd like to play professional sports, but I'm going to get myself prepared for another path in life as well. You and I have talked to some sports writers. One in particular, now that I believe he's at Oxford, came here for a while, covered Southern Miss, came here from Penn State.
Sam Sklar.
And I had a couple of fascinating conversations with him, and he talked about how much more down to earth, how much more humble, how much more approachable the athletes were here, and the coaches were here, than they were at Penn State.
Lots of times, and I think that when you look at Southern Miss in particular, it's a school of redemption. All right, athletes came here who might not have been the best, but you've also had terrific athletes who had checkered pasts, who maybe had run-ins with the law or maybe had run-in problems with their grades or things like that. And Southern Miss has been a chance for a soft landing spot for them to get back on track. And it's not just with the athletes. You remember when Larry Eustace was hired as the men's basketball coach, people are going, man, with what happened that caused him to lose his job at Iowa State and we're going to hire him? Well, that turned out to be pretty good. Turned out to be okay.
He was a good coach.
Yeah, and he went on to Colorado State and places after that. So I like the fact that Southern Miss is kind of a second chance university, if you will, for athletes and coaches.
With obvious exceptions, don't you think the vast majority of people that have had some rough spots in their life deserve a second chance?
Yes.
Deserve an opportunity to make things right.
Yes, for sure. And
if you can provide that opportunity, that's a very noble thing to do, I believe.
I think so, too. And our offensive coordinator in football has had some tough situations when he was out in Utah and back on the horse, riding a very good football team right now into Jonesboro, Arkansas this weekend.
About that next. I'm feeling a little concerned about that one, Kelly.
No, you changed your oatmeal flavors this morning, Rob. That's it.
But yeah.
Matt Stoltz, the voice of the Arkansas State Red Wolves, scheduled to be on the program with us tomorrow. He's going to break it all down from Arkansas State standpoint. But let me tell you something. When I was talking to him this morning, everybody in that town knows the magnitude of this game Saturday. So
I'll tell you what, there is no doubt about that. It's MCS Home Center. It's your spot for home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, garden, available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center with local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Kelly and I'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right. DBAT sponsors the third segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour every day. They're located on Hardy Street, and that is a great place. Upcoming Christmas shopping just around the corner. Hard to believe, but they got a great pro shop at DBAT. And if you've got a ball player on your Christmas list, I'll guarantee you there'll be something they will really like at DBAT on Hardy Street. Very lucky to have that facility here, and we're grateful to them for supporting the Eagle Hour. Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, Facebook. Their Facebook page, I should say. Check that out. And also go to their website, Mobay Beignet Company, Hattiesburg. better still, just go down there and enjoy some delicious beignets. And now Kelly would find this a great combination. And I just want to say hello to SoPro Brewing. They kind of are the official brewery of the Eagle Hour. And in case you don't know, that's a craft brewery in the heart of the South, downtown Hattiesburg. SoPro is creating great craft beers for the Southeast to call its own. They're proud supporters of Southern Miss, and they got their new signature beers, Southern Skies and Gold Rush. I like that Gold Rush myself, Kelly. SoPro will always say Southern Miss to the top.
And that my favorite beer that they make, they it's a seasonal beer. It kind of starts in October and goes mm-hmm. like February, but it's called Berserker Mode. Mm-hmm. And it's a Celtic ale. It's a heavier beer, but mm-hmm. it's a little blend of coffee in mm-hmm. there they partner with Grin Coffee from Hattiesburg. And a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of coffee. Man, it is a heavy beer, and it tastes so good.
Keep you drunk and awake.
And it doesn't take many of them, because I think the alcohol content is...
Yeah, I tell you what, I enjoy a light ale, like a springtime ale. You like that kind of...
It's a little bit light for me. Mm-hmm. And there will be times that I will do that when somebody else is paying for... Whoop. I let that slip.
We're well aware of that, Kelly.
Okay.
He'll drink a lot of them if you're paying for them. Light, dark, it doesn't matter to him as long as you've got the tab.
It sure doesn't. But at least I own it, right? At least
cool thing downtown, though. And you can have a good lunch down there as well. And we're always grateful to these
things. Yeah, they've got trivia down there at different times and, kind of catty corner from, the Lucky Rabbit down there. So
right.
It's getting to be a really nice hangout spot. Yeah.
Thanks to SoPro, man. We're happy to have you part of the Eagle Hour family. There's so many wonderful clients that have supported our show through the years and continue to support us. And we're very grateful to each and every one of you. Kelly? I'm a little concerned.
It's all coming down to Saturday. Isn't
I'm
it?
A little concerned. what's your thought?
Well, let me be Dr. Phil, and right, you just tell me ahead. Tell me why you're concerned.
Arkansas State's won four in a row. They got a kid that everybody thought was going to be this magnificent quarterback, this great quarterback, but he seems to be getting better. They know what's on the line. They're still in the hunt.
Oh yeah,
it's at their place. I don't know. I've been a Southern Miss fan so long, and in so many different sports, I just always wait for the car crash. Is that fair?
I understand why you feel that way, but I think this bunch is different.
And I hope you're right.
I really do. I think that Southern Miss is getting to the point, given Sun Belt competition now,
correct,
which is who they have to play, right? That they don't even have to play their best football and can still win.
Yeah.
The games that Arkansas State has won or lost have been like, weird sort of things, like a football hitting an upright on an extra point, and bouncing back. I mean, it's just been bizarre stuff so that they've won or lost. Now, their defense is pretty good, but they haven't faced a quarterback like they're going to face in Braylon Braxton on Saturday. They haven't faced a team as deep as Southern Miss is, not just on the roster, but health-wise. Southern Miss has got all the cannons ready to go. Mm-hmm. Arkansas State doesn't. Now, they're not banged up that badly, but they still are not going to have all hands on deck like Southern Miss would. And I just think that this is kind of a team of destiny, that what's to take place. And we went through the math yesterday on the show that if Arkansas State happens to win that game Saturday, the West is in their control. And they have a bye week with only two games left then. So Arkansas State's in full control of the West if they win tomorrow because
they would win
Saturday.
West?
Well, they would be in control to win the West because
they won out.
Because Arkansas State, who already has one loss, but Troy has a loss that was given to them by Arkansas State.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Miss is undefeated. If the Eagles lose to Arkansas State, then the Red Wolves have that tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if Arkansas State wins Saturday, the West is completely within their control, their own control.
Now, what if the Eagles win Saturday?
Well, then Arkansas State is essentially done. I mean, they could go from controlling
it
the
comes down to Southern Miss and Troy.
Southern Miss and Troy, and Troy, comes in here, that final Saturday. Demon's convinced that Troy will lose at Old Dominion next weekend, and if that's the case,
a good chance
then that's
that.
Two losses. And remember now, In case of a tie, it goes to strength of schedule, which the conference championship game would then be held in the East. But if Southern Miss runs the table and goes undefeated in the conference, they could be hosting the conference championship here on the, 5th of December.
Even if James Madison were to win the East?
I'm saying if it comes down to a tiebreaker, then James Madison would probably. If James Madison were to lose a game on that
if
side.
If I were a betting man, I'm not, but if I were, you are, so you can bet on this too. I would bet Southern Miss and James Madison will play for the conference championship at James Madison.
And see, you and Dima are thinking alike. I'm buying Coastal Carolina a lot more than other people are. Coastal Carolina, what they did to Marshall last week, on a Thursday night on national television. Now, the game was at Coastal. It's important. But James Madison has to go to Coastal. So there's a realistic possibility that very last game of the regular season is going to determine the East, just like it could determine the West when Troy comes to Southern Miss on that Saturday. So if Coastal happens to win that game and put a loss on James Madison and Southern Miss runs the table and goes undefeated, Southern Miss would host James Madison for a conference championship. Now, to put that all in perspective, you're sitting down, you got to pinch yourself, because think about where we were last year when the Southern Miss football program was the butt of every joke. It was the punchline of every joke. Southern Miss football, ha, ha, ha. I mean, among the two or three worst programs in the country by whatever rating system you came up with. And to see now that you're talking about not only potentially winning the Western Division, but winning the entire conference, winning the championship, which, as Braylon Braxton said in his post-game comments a couple of weeks ago, we didn't come here just to win the West. We came here to win a conference championship, and that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it'll be interesting to get Matt Stoltz's perspective tomorrow, because he said he has never seen enthusiasm around Jonesboro that he has seen this week, because, as you mentioned, they're hot right now. They've got a team that's in their way.
They're kind of playing like we thought at the first of the year they would play.
Yes, and they really – yeah, that's a good point, because they really didn't. They started out and we were going, what's wrong with them? Mm-hmm. You know, what happened? They had a bye week. They reorganized some people, put in some new plays or whatever you want to call it. And they're a different team. I still think that Southern Miss is at least a head better. Maybe not head and shoulders, but I think they're a head better than Arkansas State. And I don't think necessarily that Southern has to play its best game in order to beat Arkansas State.
11 o'clock time bother you, or is that just both teams have to play at 11 o'clock, so it doesn't matter?
Yeah, that wasn't Arkansas State's call. It was a TV, call, because TV, the almighty dollar, I don't know that that's going to be an advantage either way. I know for fans it'll probably be good, because I know 4th Street's having a big – 4th Street Bar and Grill, who's sponsor.
And then you got the afternoon to go do something else.
That's right. But they're going to open up a little bit early. They're going to have their breakfast and breakfast drinks and things. They have a big viewing party at 4th Street. So that'd be kind of fun to hang out in. But any team in any situation wants to do their own dirty work. They don't want to have to wait if somebody does this, or if somebody wins by 8 or loses by 4, any of that type of junk. This is what every team wants, is the opportunity to control their own destiny, and both of these teams have it. It means more to Arkansas State from a standpoint of they it's either going to be feast or famine for the Red Wolves. They're either going to be in the driver's seat to win the West, or they're going to be, for all practical purposes, out of the picture.
And they know that, and
yes,
that's the kind of thing that concerns me.
Well, okay, and that's fair, but again, I think that, I don't know. As Quasimodo said, call it a hunch. But I think that he's the hunchback of Notre Dame, Bob.
Thank you. Okay. I swear to God. I should have known better than that.
But I just think that this Southern Miss team is a team of destiny.
I hope you're right, my friend.
I hope so, too.
I think win, lose, or draw, it's just fun to be sitting here in November talking about this.
Yes. Amen.
Because this time last year, we were just talking about how long the basketball starts.
It was miserable last year at this time.
Well, it was sad.
Yeah, difficult to find some...
Kids don't deserve to go through that. And I said this earlier. I'm particularly happy for the kids that were on the last year's team
that stuck it out.
Those are the ones I'm the happiest for.
Me too.
All right, we'll be right back. News and notes on the Super Talk Eagle Hour,
including a coaching change in one of the sports.
There we go.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, fourth segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. All right, the Golden Eagles are not playing at home this weekend. Kickoff at 11, is that right, Kelly? 4th Street Bar and Grill, I guarantee you have some good brunch stuff going on. Yep. Get yourself a mimosa or maybe a Bloody Mary or a...
Shrimp and grits.
That'd be great. What a great way to enjoy the game Saturday.
And I know a lot of folks that are already going to that, so that'll be fun.
That's at 4th Street Bar and Grill right in the shadow of the Rock. Also, Genesis of Hattiesburg, official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. All right, Kelly, news and notes.
Men's basketball in action tonight as they return from that challenge up in Buffalo, New York, and they will open the home season against Tougaloo. Tonight, Tougaloo 0-2 on the season. Nobody's played any conference games yet, but that's a tip-off at 7 o'clock scheduled tonight at Reed Green Coliseum. All the publicity says the game's available on ESPN+. Plus, the problem is if you have, any of the different cable outlets, you can't get ESPN+ Plus because of the contract negotiations with ESPN, Disney, and all the other outlets. So it's going to be kind of tough to see. But you can always listen to the game if you can't see it. Again, scheduled tip-off tonight at 7 p.m. The women are going to be playing tomorrow, as Coach Bilderback mentioned earlier in this program, be playing tomorrow morning against William Carey at Reed Green Coliseum. Volleyball takes to the road this weekend. Final weekend series. They go up against Troy this weekend before the tournament. We'll see where they get slotted in as a... where they're seated in the tournament.
Man, that season went by fast.
It did. Man, once it gets rolling, and of course, the older we get, we've talked about how time seems to go faster.
Except
anyway.
For basketball.
Well, we just got started in basketball.
We'll be over in August. It'll be good.
But they'll just get cranking again then, yeah. Basketball, as we've mentioned, on the calendar, the longest season by far in college athletics. And a coaching change for the women's soccer program at Southern Miss. After 13 years, Coach Muhammad El-Zahri has resigned. It was just not a very good season this year, especially based on the expectations, and some of the players that were on the roster did not translate into wins. Very little other information is known other than he has resigned, and a nationwide search, according to Jeremy McLean, has begun as to who will be the new leader of the women's soccer program at Southern Miss.
Yeah, at the start of the year, we talked to him. We talked to one of the kids that had come over, which is she's a tremendous, tremendous player.
Addie Siders.
Yeah. What do you think happened? I mean, sometimes things just don't gel correctly, huh?
No, and you see this a lot, and I think this was – and I'm only just not comparing the records, but Coach Bauer was here for a long time, and sometimes – even after the fact, you're going, boy, they should have kept Bauer, right? Mm-hmm. But just after a while, it's just time for a change. Mm-hmm. And I think that might be – that was part of the reason that Coach Mo probably resigned is both the university and he as a coach probably just needed a new start. somewhere. And who knows, absence might make the heart grow fonder. As we also learned from the Jeff Bauer era, sometimes things can get worse.
Absence made the heart just grow sick to its stomach after they got rid of Jeff Bauer is what happened.
As it turns out, yeah. So
that was a great move.
But Jeremy McClain made that announcement yesterday. New nationwide search for a soccer coach.
I will say one thing, though, about Coach Bauer's departure, and I'm so glad that he's back part of the university. He was, in my estimation, the greatest football coach here. You know, I think his record speaks for itself. But one thing you and I were fortunate about is we got to know Larry Fedora, and he's become a pretty good buddy and a real great friend of the show and a fun guy to talk to and a coach that, like so many things, we were talking off air, Kelly and I, about politicians and how they don't ever want to let go, and some coaches don't want to let go, and some players don't know when to let go. Not Larry Fedora. He made his money. He's a happy man, and he has – no interest in coming back, does he, Kelly?
And he might even lend you or I a couple $100 if we need some somewhere along the way, because I think he's probably got...
Well, I heard you ask him that day at Buffalo Wild Wings. What did he say?
He said, well, let's talk. You know, let's. What interest rate do you think
but,
is fair?
But he's one of those rare ones, isn't he, that can walk away. I was spent some time yesterday with another one that has done that, the great Scott Berry. One of the great people on the planet. And here's a man that's content walking away. Some are, some aren't, you know?
I think when you start seeing your friends, either professionally or personal friends, that start having health issues, start passing away unexpectedly, and I don't know if it's just me or since COVID, there just have been a lot of younger people, you know, at least that I'm aware of, that have been passing away. You start asking yourself, well, really, how much time do I have left?
Correct. And what's really important? What's really important with the time I have left?
Yes, yeah. Family, friends, taking things off the bucket list. Of course, there would be a lot of people that listen to this show, Bob, that would probably say, speaking of hanging on.
Say it's time for you two guys to go somewhere.
Yes, for us to go the way of the buffalo, right?
I have no doubt about that.
But we're still here.
None whatsoever. All right, fun show today. Thanks, Missy Bilderback, for coming on the show. She's a delightful new person on the staff at the campus, and glad to have her on the show. Back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Wrap up another week. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.